Last night in Cleveland, it was the end of 108 years of frustration. In case you missed it, it all ended on a ground ball.
Here's the 0-1. This is going to be a tough play. Bryant, the Cubs win the World Series! Bryant makes the play! It's over! And the Cubs have finally won it all! 8-7-10!
Yes, you are hearing that correctly. The Cubs have won it all. Nobody in 108 years has heard those words spoken. Congratulations, Chicago Cubs and their long-suffering fans. They are finally the world champions. And by the way, congrats to the Cleveland Indians, too. Quite a feat. I mean, again, they haven't won since 1948. Okay, they were in the World Series last in 1997, but come on, man, 1948. So anyway, it all went, and appropriately, it all went down to the wire. Extra innings, a rain delay. They pulled out all the stops on this one, and it really was a World Series for the ages. I have to admit, at the end of the ninth inning, when it was obvious we were going into extra innings, I couldn't stick around for it. I couldn't. I really am a baseball fan, but, you know, 4:30 a.m. rolls around so soon. My wife said to me, she goes, "You can't stay up and watch that. You got to get up in the morning." I know. She goes, "And then it's ladies' night out tomorrow, and you got to be right." I know. So they could have gone 14, 15 innings. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, it was an unbelievable series. And now there are people who can say they have seen the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. Because 1908, the last time they... And somebody has done a little research, and I don't know how exactly you could do this, but they estimate there are maybe 500 people left in this country who were actually around when the Chicago Cubs last won the World Series. I don't know if there's anybody around who was actually there, because look, they certainly didn't hear it on the radio. The first radio commercial didn't air till like 1920, so in 1908, radio was still in its infancy. It was almost experimental at that point, so certainly no games were being broadcast or anything. So you had to only see it during the news. But you know, if somebody was actually at Wrigley Field and remembers it, my gosh, that was... In fact, Wrigley wasn't even around, was it? I think Wrigley might have been a few years from even being built. I'm not sure about that. But anyway, I mean, they'd have to be like 113, 114 years old now. Something like that to even say that, hey, I was at... And to remember it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you're assuming that they were 4, 5, 6 years old and actually recall being there, I don't know. But there's a whole new generation. Let's hope it's not another 108 years to to a World Series victory. Congratulations to the Chicago Cubs and their long-suffering fans. Oh, come on, Cardinal fans. Crack me a smile for them. Come on.